Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report from Miami. An 18th crunch time victory for the Celtics over the Heat, and a third over the Heat to sweep the season series over the team that almost swept them in the East Finals a year ago. The big difference, Kristaps Porzingis dominant early and throughout this game, injures his back at one point, comes back, closes it out with a strong defensive showing from the Celtics, who were able to stop multiple Bam Adebayo post-ups in the fourth quarter, the best of them all, Tatum fronting Bam at the free throw line, and the Celtics hitting their free throws and escaping what did become a scary finish. Heat rode a massive run out of an entanglement between Jaylen Brown, Duncan Robinson, that led to some flagrant free throws, as well as the crowd getting into it. Late arriving crowd here.
That was a literal entanglement.
Yeah,
right?
So I love the Celtics handling a road environment in this one. Miami runs, as well as some physically imposing offensive sets from the Heat.
And so does Joe Mazzulla, Bobby. I'm glad you said that, because as he said, he encourages it. I mean, he doesn't encourage friction, but he encouraged adapting to the environment, as he put it, after this win. That's exactly what the Celtics did. Kristaps Porzingis had a lot to do with that. I thought he did a tremendous job on Bam Adebayo, just getting him uncomfortable. And when he wasn't in the fold, Al Horford did the same. You know, he finished with three blocks in this one. An incredible chase down block. I mean, those type of stops, I thought the Celtics did a great job, because it cut the Miami Heat's momentum. And I thought a lot of the times the Celtics responded right back. So he never really led by a lot in this game. They always hung around. But the way the Celtics handled them in that fourth quarter, it just speaks a lot to where this team is at in terms of just having different bodies in the mix as well. Obviously, not having Kristaps Porzingis in that Eastern Conference Finals series, I mean, he changes everything in this matchup. You know, between getting Bam to come out and defend him, behind the three-point arc, getting fouls down low, drawing fouls against Bam Adebayo, you know, getting to the free throw line, all that stuff matters. And especially against this Miami Heat team that was playing without Jimmy Butler and essentially two more guards by the end of this one, right? No Josh Richardson, by the end. He was out with an injury, and so was former Celtic Terry Rozier III, which you hate to see, especially 2 weeks into his tenure, or not even as a member of the Miami Heat.
Jimmy Butler missed this one as well for personal reasons. Right, so yeah. He probably going to come out of this feeling a little bit of a moral victory, but they do have problems when it comes to, as Joe Mazzulla talked before and after the game, this new Celtic personnel. They can swing to second and third options. A lot of the time that ended up being Drew Holiday in this one. Some good offensive execution from Jason Tatum in the matchup this year. I think he finished with 13 assists across the three games. Another strong showing in this one, I believe eight tonight. So he
almost got triple double.
He ends up astute passer, and yes, much of the conversation after the game, especially from Joe, being able to deal with the physicality, the bumps and bruises of this game, as well as the altercations. But I also like the Celtics offensive execution overall through Tatum, through Porzingis. Jaylen Brown, 13 turnovers in three games, still something he's gonna have to improve on. That was a big part of the Heat getting back into the game in the fourth. So you're learning, I think, in this matchup where the advantages are, where the reads are. And Joe talked after the game of saying, like, that first mismatch might actually just be what leads you to that second and third one behind the defense. And he saw the team doing that in this one about as well as they have all year.
And it's exactly what he's been preaching all season long, right? Like, reading opposing teams' defenses, knowing where the weak side is, and just executing. Celtics did a really good job of that. Again, you wish the Miami Heat had all their guys. You wish they were fully healthy, but the Celtics did exactly what they were supposed to. And listen, the Miami Heat, they kept this thing interesting, right? It wasn't like the Celtics were just, continuing to lead the entire game. I felt like the Miami Heat was applying constant pressure on the Celtics, and they didn't fold. So I think that's the important part of this. That's what Joe Mazzulla would obviously point out to his guys, because it's something that can happen in a hurry. He knows better than anyone after the Eastern Conference Finals last year what happened in this building. I mean, to go down 3-0, I think a lot of the times that's what, and this is something I shared on the Celtics postgame show before you hopped on, Bobby, like, that's why he's like this, in the sense of, like, stop with these expectations. expectations. Stop with these, you know, us asking questions about the media, asking questions about, whoa, how could the Celtics almost lose to certain teams, or how could the Lakers, you know, pull that off without Anthony Davis and without, you know, LeBron James? Well, it's like, man, that type of thinking is what leads to Celtics blowing those type of opportunities where you're supposed, quote unquote, supposed to win. Opposing teams knowing that they may not have a good chance of winning, but that motivates them to give the Celtics their best effort, and the Celtics don't adapt. They adapted in this one, and they've been doing it lately, and I think that's why Joe Mazzulla has been saying all those things when you look back at those disappointing losses, the last couple of disappointing losses the Celtics had.
Big progress, season sweep, but you still have to be concerned about this team, don't you? The way they stay in it, the way they adapt, Tyler Hero taking over the offense.
Porzingis' health,
late.
Too. I mean, that's something I think you – one of the reasons why I don't know if you're a Celtics fan, do you really want to see this series?
No.
I mean, it would be fun, right?
It's too dangerous.
Entertaining, but I think it's dangerous. I really do. Look what happened. I mean, two of these guys limped off the floor, Miami Heat players. But Kristaps Porzingis, I mean, he came back into the game, but he didn't look great. He's certainly
going to use a stupid four. There might be some incident.
I mean, he's certainly going to limp out of this arena in a couple of hours, or he already did. You know, like, that's the thing. You walk away from the game as a winner, but you have to pay for it. And imagine a best of seven series. It would be a lot of that.
Certainly some rest due for Porzingis, back-to-back Tuesday and Wednesday. I don't know if we'll see him in either of those games after tweaking his back in this one. He said it's fine, but we'll have more reports from Brooklyn. Josue and I are moving on to there. Al Horford looked like he tweaked his hand this one either. He'll get a rest night in one of those games, but a great performance from him, as Josue mentioned earlier. And the Celtics escape 110-106 with a season sweep over the Heat. Last word for Miami for now, but have a feeling we could be back, Josue. But this has been the Garn Report for the regular season from South Beach. Josue, Bobby, this has been the Garn Report.
Bring us back, Miami. Come on, Miami. Come on. You can force a series with the Celtics. Let's do it.
We'll see you Tuesday in New York.
The CLNS Media Network is powered by FanDuel. Sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston and get in on the action with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose.